Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man. Take a seat, take out your textbooks, and close your mouth. Class is in session.
Damn it, class is in session. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, our family member here, our brother, NYC's finest, my man, Mr. Q Breakfast on the line. What up, Q?
I ain't nobody last but not least, nothing. Shit. I just want to put that out there. I ain't nobody last but not least, nothing. when it comes to this, I'm Usain Bolt up in this motherfucker. I ain't about last but not least about nothing. That's not like a salty ass person. Like, damn, why you mad, fam?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 40 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call is 858-777-8433. Call into the show and let your voice be heard. Make sure you press 1 on your mobile device to be heard, because if you don't press 1, then you ain't here. You know what I mean, bro? We got a lot to get into today, man. We're going to have a wonderful show, as always. Here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call it here at Locker Room Talk Radio. Damn. Damn, boy, the cops is coming.
Whoa,
who
oh,
are
shit.
Hey, man,
oh,
who
that's
man?
It.
Hey,
that's
hey.
It. I got to be fastest. I just got to be faster than you.
What? I'm about to say
they own your ass, goddammit.
That's right. Shit.
I'm about to say, whoever is in trouble, I'm telling you now, please don't arrest them. Don't arrest. Well, I know it ain't none of my people, so whoever it is, boy, please get away from the microphone and get away from the cameras. And, I mean, the phones and all that stuff. We trying to do a show. We ain't got nothing to do with that. Nothing at all.
Just don't step on nobody's feet on your way out the door. Step on my goddamn. Step on his feet. Step on his feet.
Yo, AQ. AQ, before we get into the show, man, I'm going to send you that video. There's a video of this guy right down in Atlanta. And real quick, Locker Room Talk Radio, I know this is a little bit off subject, though, but I got to tell you this. This is video of this guy down in Atlanta. He was riding a motor. And somebody stepped on his foot. And when he stepped on his foot, I mean, he went off with ham. And he was an older guy, right? But the way that he was explaining it, it was like, he's like, stepped on my feet. So the guy was filming him. So he said, why don't you step on his feet? So he just pointed the guy out, you know what I'm saying, out of random. So the guy was like, no, I don't want to step on his feet. He said, why not? Stepped on mine. Step on his guy. Yo, you gotta see it. It's the funniest thing ever. I promise you, the funniest thing ever. And
hey,
his face.
I feel you. I be so serious.
Yes,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Look. If the chef, not talking about anything specific, but if the chef brings 6 pieces of cornbread to the table.
And somebody lied and said they only had one. God
and
damn
there's
it.
3 people there to eat.
Stop on my goddamn
damn mess.
Everybody should get 2 pieces. No, so if you go, so, no, so if you ate two pieces and you want to take one of mine, take one of his too. I want to see it.
Goddamn it, the pastor's kid. The pastor's kid.
I want to see you do it.
He did three pieces.
Shit. You know what? Maybe the name of my next restaurant should be Greenleaf. That's
you
another story for another day. Go ahead.
Yo, we going to go ahead and
be an asshole and build that shit right next to the church.
You be quiet, Professor. Don't encourage you.
Hey. Y'all tired of going to that church across the street? And they give you more bread than they give you meat?
Oh, shit. Go outside and take the trash out. Hey, y'all frying fish back there? Like, y'all frying fish back there, huh?
That's right. Y'all need to change y'all name to the picnic because y'all cook outside. Shit.
Yo, man. Yo. Break this.
Wait. Is y'all restaurant open tomorrow? I don't know. Is it raining?
Yo, shut up, man. Yo. We're going to go ahead and get into this stuff because I know everybody listening like, what the hell are they talking about? Inside joke, y'all. But it's funny as hell. But we're going to go ahead and get into the show, man. Breaking news, man. For those that don't know, the New England Patriots traded. Yes, they traded.
Traded is a nice way. They got rid of his ass for a draft pick. A little bit different.
Yeah. They got rid of Michael Bennett. For a seventh round, that could be a sixth round conditional pick in 2021 to the Cowboys. I'm not gonna lie, I don't like that move. I don't like my.
What was he doing?
Say what?
Oh, he got suspended for conduct unbecoming of a New England.
Yeah, he got into it with one of the coaches or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
I guess there goes John's idea out the window that he's going to end up in Pittsburgh.
Right. Get the hell out of here. End up in Pittsburgh. The only thing that's going to end up in Pittsburgh is a felony conviction.
Should have been one a long time ago.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? since victims want to come out the woodwork, why don't they come out? Never mind.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the rest of the show. Hey, executive, there was some information that you was telling me. I mean, you know, you tell me a lot of information, though, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to tell the listeners out there some of the potential moves around the NFL that could potentially happen. Different trades, different, you know, rumors and things of that nature. You got the floor, man. Would you like to touch on some of them?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give the floor back to you because I know you wrote it down and I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, you don't have it in front of you? Okay. Well, I got you.
I appreciate you. Wait. I can tell you about the Giants one.
Okay, I can tell you about the Giants. I can start with that because I don't need no paper and pen for the bullshit.
You could stay in your man and get the fuck off the goddamn phone, go on the phone, driving all over the road like you're going to die. I'm telling you.
Man, boy, be quiet.
I can't stop
man.
This motherfucker like you can stop that pickup truck. This son of a bitch out here saying you get shit.
Go ahead, executive.
Welcome back to Locker Room Talk Radio. That was our commercial break. Don't hold us.
You're in line.
We just wanted to let you know that we are now back on the air.
Right.
All right. So, let's start off slow and build our way up.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns have picked up the phone and made an offer for Nate Solder. New York Giants picked up the phone along with the Philadelphia Eagles, and both are in pursuit of Leonard Williams from the New York Jets. The Kansas City Chiefs have made a phone call to Gettleman and guys for none other than Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins. And the biggest exclusive of today is the LA Chargers have offered a 2020 first round pick, a 2021 first round pick.
What the fuck are they trying to get?
A 2022 third round pick and Melvin Gordon.
Oh,
for Saquon Barkley.
Shit, goddammit, I don't know. That might
not. You know,
I don't know. I like Saquon, but goddamn. Yeah, damn.
Go to hell.
They are trying to give Philip Rivers a ring and maximize his last 2 years.
Not going to happen.
Everybody knows that except Philip, his 10 kids, and the Chargers.
Now,
I thought you were going to say they were trying to get you.
I mean, Professor, now you tell me why that's not going to happen. Now, I just wanted to get to you because I thought that was interesting that you just said.
Why,
you said
why
it's
Philip Rivers
why?
Is not going to win a championship?
No, I'm talking about for the trade that Saquon, the reason why they want Saquon is to extend Philip Rivers' chances for the next 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And you said it's not going to happen. So,
saying it's not going to extend him for the next 2 years to win. It's not going to put him in a better position to win the championship.
Yeah, okay, why not? That's what I was trying to ask you.
It's the Chargers.
Okay. It's the Chargers, okay.
I mean, it's the Chargers, Gary.
But the reason why I asked you that question is because when my take was, I think they need more than Saquon to even think about getting to a championship. I said they got one wide receiver in Keenan Allen. I said they need more than just a running back to even try to sniff a championship.
You have to remember, this is a league where the players have more control than any other scenario. So, because of that, you have to get the shiny piece first before you can attract the rest.
I got you.
It's easy for this number two receiver and this you know, B plus veteran and this on the rise, you know, sophomore to come and surround a Saquon Barkley. Nobody's coming to surround Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon has to be a puzzle piece that fits in an already made puzzle.
Gotcha.
You don't build around Melvin Gordon. You build around Saquon. When Saquon's there, everybody goes, oh, shit, I'm going to go to L.A. And I don't mean the Rams.
Gotcha.
I'll be honest with you, though. I will say this. If the Giants accepted that goddamn deal, you get an additional first rounder for 2 years, a third rounder, and Melvin Gordon. It's pretty fucking good. All of them little holes you got more than enough opportunity to fill them shits.
Well, the Giants' response was, call me back when it's three first rounders.
And you know what? And the Chargers will fuck around and do it. They're desperate. They will fuck around and
I understand business, but
I like Saquon, but the Giants got so many holes that they need filled. You could put another running back in there that may not be as good as a Saquon, but then fill those other holes, and it puts your team in a much better position. It's not the New York Saquon Barkley's, it's the New York Giants.
I got you, but like I told my man, like I told my family, I said, look, man, as far as a businessman, I said, I understand the deal. And when he presented it to me, I was like, well, I said, you know, business-wise, it makes sense. I said, but personally, I said, this business or not, I don't like it, and I don't like it at all. I was like, oh, God, no. I said, when we got rid of Odell, I was half and half on that. I understood why, but I said, Saquon, I said, oh, no. I said, oh, no, that was like a little dagger to my heart, man. I ain't gonna lie, but at the end of the day, I hope they don't. I hope they don't call back with a third.
Everybody has a goddamn price.
I know that.
If they come back and say three first round picks and Melvin Gordon, Saquon is out of there.
Don't step on your feet. Don't step on my feet. step
on
your
feet. Step on his. Step on his feet.
But ladies
Why
and gentlemen,
not? Step on mine.
This is what I wanted to get into, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Q, for all the information that you said here to Locker Room Talk Radio, all exclusive. Definitely, I know this game happened 2 days ago, but we got to touch on it. The L.A. Clippers, man. The L.A. Clippers, woo-hoo-hoo, stepped on my feet. No.
If I was in charge of the L.A. Clippers, I would change the entire team tagline to Los Angeles Clippers, L.A. team.
Man, but look, I'm going to tell you right now, they were L.A.'s team 2 days ago, okay? I'm going to tell
you. They are one. L.A.'s team until
now, okay, hey, man, look, I got you. The Los Angeles Lakers lost to the Los Angeles Clippers 102-112. I'm going to tell you right now, this game had a lot of people buzzing around the league, and a lot of fans had a lot say about this game. I'm going to go over some information with y'all just to give y'all, you know, some insight, and then we're going to discuss this. And then later on, we're going to get into these picks like we do every Thursday. This is what I wanted to go to. I'm going to go down the line, okay, and I'm going to give you the stats of the players on each team, okay, starting with the Lakers, okay? Anthony Davis played 36 minutes, okay, and he was 8 for 21 off the field with 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 25 points. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, though, 25 points, it sounds good, but, you know, he had a struggling 25
now,
points for those that see the game. 8
for 20-something? 8 for 20-something?
Yeah,
that's not good.
8 for 21, you know what I'm saying, on the field. But he struggled for those 25 points, and I'm not going to lie. He didn't. I mean, he's AD, don't get me wrong. He's still, you know, box office the whole nine, but he struggled for those 25 points. LeBron James played 36 minutes, 1 minute less than AD, and he was 7 for 19 with 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 18 points. Now
that ain't good either.
That ain't good either. Now, the thing about it is this. LeBron James, in a post-interview, and I'm paraphrasing here, so don't hold me exactly, you know, verbatim, but he was pretty well, this is not a rival, and, you know, we got some things to take care of and some things to work on, and there's only game one. And I get that. It's only one game. However, LeBron, don't sit here and say that it's not a damn rival. It is a damn rival because they already crowned you King James of L.A. Kawhi Leonard came in here and already announced that he's the new king of L.A. So it is a rival. So don't hit us with the try to be cool, calm, and collected. No, well, you know, it's only game one. Yeah, we did all that. But however, they did this without a Paul George. Let's keep that in perspective, okay? And
yeah, 28 points per game, Paul George.
Exactly. So now, as I keep going here, now the guy who did show up for the Lakers was Danny Green. Danny Green, their point guard. Danny Green played 32 minutes. He was 10 for 14 and had 7 rebounds and 28 points. He was 7 for 9 on three-point range. He was balling. He was the only one for real that looked like he had anything, you know what I'm saying, to do with anything to keep them as close as they were. And this is the crazy part. Their bench only scored a collective 19 points.
Oh.
19 points. Now, I'm going to go ahead and transition over to the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard did what the hell he wanted to do, man. He played 32 minutes, man. He was 10 for 19, 6 rebounds, 5 assists with 30 points. Now, this is the crazy part, okay? Patrick Beverley played 31 minutes. He was 1 for 7. But this is the thing. He had 10 rebounds. Point guard, 10 rebounds, and 8 of them were defensive rebounds. Eight
no
of them were defensive rebounds. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not mistaken, 3 of those were on LeBron James. So, at the end of the day, I say it again. I love Patrick Beverley. Talking about somebody defensive that comes to work, brings his lunch pail, that dude is phenomenal. But the crazy thing about it, bro, is that their bench? Their bench had a collective points. I mean, collective points of 60 points. Their bench scored 60 points. How are you going to sit here and tell me that this team is not better than the Lakers when your bench scores 60 points. Montrezl Harrell went off. I mean, they did whatever they wanted to do. Outside, inside the paint. And you know what the crazy thing about it? They scored most of their points on transition. That means that the Lakers got problems going up and down the court, bro. So I'm going to go ahead and leave this discussion open to my panel. Start with you first, executive. L.A. Clippers, Los Angeles Lakers, I know it's just one game. However, are we looking at a preview to the Western Conference Finals? Are we looking at a preview?
First of all.
This dude.
Let's stop disrespecting the Los Angeles Clippers.
Absolutely.
By calling the Lakers the L.A. Lakers. From this day forward, the Lakers will be referred to as simply just the Lakers.
Got you.
There is one L.A. team, and that is the Los Angeles Clippers. The Lakers just happen to play there.
Mm.
We are not going to disrespect them. It is the Los Angeles Clippers and the Lakers.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
Is this a preview to the Eastern Conference, to the who finals? To the what?
To the Western Conference finals.
The Lakers
are
not
going to
be in the Western Conference.
The Lakers ain't going to be there.
Hmm.
LeBron going to be.
I told you that shit yesterday.
LeBron going to be. You know what LeBron
going to
do? Oh, I can hear the haters getting ready to call in. Get your dial pad out. Tell them the number, Gary. Tell them the number.
858-7777.
The number to call into the show
is 858-777-8433. Call in.
All right, there it is. You know what LeBron gonna do?
Mm.
He gonna do something charitable. He gonna open up a school. He gonna donate something. He gonna give back to the little kids. He gonna franchise Taco Bell and open it up on a Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. That's what he gonna do, and he gonna do it the same week. He gonna do it the same week as the Los Angeles Clippers enter the conference finals, and the Lakers have been knocked the fuck out. That's what LeBron gonna do. LeBron gonna try to stay relevant. You gonna hear this motherfucker on TMZ? Shum, dum, dum. I'm a lawyer. I'm just saying. I'm gonna be funny. Call in. I know y'all LeBron lovers mad. You're damn. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, there's only two types of fans I don't like: LeBron lovers and Brady bastards.
I got you. Let me get the professor. Professor. Your thoughts, man. First of all, I'm going to ask you the same question again. Is this a preview to the Western Conference Finals? Lakers and Clippers?
No.
Okay. Okay. So what's your take about what you saw Tuesday night from Kawhi Leonard and these Los Angeles Clippers?
Kawhi Leonard started off this season the way he finished last year. LeBron started off this season the way he finished last year. He limped out of last year. Limped his ass into this year. James, 18 points.
Mm.
You limped your ass in. They're going to lift your ass over there. Have a seat.
Sound like a prince to me.
Watch the playoffs. You're not making them. You're not. Like, first of all, look at the teams in the West. Portland,
I got you.
The Clippers, the Lakers, Spurs.
Warriors?
The Warriors, the Rockets, there's no get. The Lakers will be lucky to finish third in the West, okay? They will be lucky to finish third. Because I just had some retarded person tell me that James Harden was a bum. So,
oh, yeah, we had that conversation.
Now,
yes.
The Lakers will be, even though he just won MVP, but he's a bum. He described James Harden as a football player that plays basketball. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Who, wait, who was this person?
this dude named Evan Allen that I grew up with, man. Don't even waste your time, bro. Don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your time.
A football player that plays basketball.
Yeah, at 40, averaging damn near 40 a game. He's averaging 40 a game, but he's a football player that plays basketball. But yeah, NBA rule.
I would be a football player that plays basketball. My big ass running up and down the court. That would be the proper definition. That would be the proper definition. You took James Harden's what? Wow.
Yo,
I think I'm gonna lose sleep on that one.
Then I told him, I said, the Clippers beat the Lakers without PG-13. He was like, you said that like PG-13 was nice. Dude, he averaged 28 points a game last year.
He's stupid.
He's top five perimeter defender.
He's a hurt Lakers fan is what he is.
Yeah,
that needed something.
PG-13 is a top five perimeter defender. Get the fuck out of here.
He's hurt.
Come on.
He's hurt because the Lakers lost. The Lakers lost and he's hurt. It's okay. It's okay. Every time
Right. Give Gary his address. I'm gonna send him some baby wipes.
but you know what's crazy though, gentlemen? And like I said before, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this, right? Even with the 60 points on the bench, like I stated earlier, okay? Jermichael Green had 12 points. Montrezl Harrell had 17. Okay, Maurice Harkless had 10. And Lou Williams, the three-time sixth man of the year, had 21 points. These dudes got starters on the bench. You hear me? And my thing is that at the end of the day, I don't see another bench that's better than them right now. And I looked around the league and I looked at their bench. I'm like, yo, you got four guys on the bench right now that can be starters. And once again, it's like we keep reiterating, Paul George has not even hit the floor yet. He'll be available.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
The Los Angeles Clippers, you see the way I say that every time. The Los Angeles Clippers are, or could be, because it is early, but could be the Patriots of the NBA.
Yeah, they very well could be. As young as they are, they could absolutely be. Here's the thing, man.
And the fact that they play defense. That's the seller. The fact that the entire roster plays defense.
They got a roster of defenders that can score.
And once again, to go back to that point when I was talking about fast break points, check this out. 5-22 Clippers, fast break points. Lakers have 5, Clippers got 22 points just off the fast break. You're telling me that you are not conditioned to go up and down the court with these dudes, man. Like you said, they can defend and score.
I don't know that Anthony Davis has ever been viewed as an excellent court runner anyway. I don't ever remember anybody mentioning Anthony Davis's name as being excellent running up and down the court in transition. I don't remember hearing that bubble, man.
The Clippers are for real.
A couple of years ago that I thought Kawhi Leonard was the best overall basketball player in the league. I said that shit a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. And he's proving it right now.
Whoa. I can't agree with the panel no more.
Okay. Can you tell us who's the best overall player right now?
Kevin Durant. I cannot agree with the panel.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's a good argument. I just don't think that from a defensive standpoint, Kevin Durant is as defensively stout as Kawhi Leonard. That's my opinion. From a point standpoint, Kevin Durant, as far as scoring, absolutely. He's a more prolific scorer than Kawhi Leonard. But defensively, Kevin Durant don't defend like Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, he's in a class all by himself, especially when it comes to defensive side of the ball. That dude, man, he's like locked and Key. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of Kevin Durant, I want to touch on real quick before we get to these picks, man. And for those out there who did not see or did see the Brooklyn Nets game, that game was awesome. And Kyrie Irving.
Whoa. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Whoa!
Kyrie Irving did not fall. He did not fall. I want that to be known.
Okay, I got you.
A well-known street basketball Harlem Globetrotter basketball move. He did not fall. He tried to pull that shit off.
Right.
With the ground pound okie doke crossover, pull back jumper, and if it went in, he didn't fall.
Yep, man. Look, Kyrie is special, man. He made a historical fit in his debut, man, as a Brooklyn Net, 50 points. And boy, he took the last shot. And you know what? When I was watching that game, watching that play, I was like, wow. I said, yo, if he makes this shot, because when he was stumbling and he lost control of the ball just for a split second. Now, anybody else?
All right.
Well, okay, well, let me say this. What I'm saying is
that's why I said I.
At the end of the day, the average player, or probably even an all-star player, I would have seen that ball go out of bounds. I'd have seen it go to the other team. It possibly could have went to another person on the same team. But the way he handled that rock, man, as he was going down, it was just phenomenal. I said, yo, just like you said, Q, street ball. That the street ball came out of him at that particular moment.
Y'all was watching Kyrie Irving. I was watching Uncle Drew.
He's watching Uncle Drew. Man,
okay.
That
is a move done in New York and Rucker Park and Harlem.
Come on.
Trying to circle all the time. I want to hear it. He slipped. He fell. No, he didn't. Stop it. He tried
man,
it.
That,
it didn't work. Yeah. But it was smooth as ice and twice as nice. And he did it in SpongeBob SquarePants sneakers.
Like I said, man, that game was spectacular, and it was through the wire. But at the end of the day, it just goes to show you, when KD comes back, they're going to even be more dangerous. But I got to get to this story real quick. This one here, this segment is called Things That Make You Go. Real quick, man. The Jets are still upset over the Jaguars last time that they played them of running up the score.
What? Where the hell did you hear that from? Like, who was posting about
this?
What?
Man, look, check this out. That's why I put it on here, because it's real quick, and I needed a good laugh real quick. But I'm going to go ahead and read this off of ESPN.com. Let me go ahead and read this real quick. It says here, the New York Jets remember what happened last season when they visited Jacksonville Jaguars, and some players are still upset about it. Now, and I quote, Brian Copeland, linebacker for the Jets. He says, simply put it, it was disrespectful as hell. Now.
Oh, well.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on. Also, defensive lineman Leonard Williams said, I thought it was pretty disrespectful as well. The game was already won. There was only a minute and a half left to go. Not only did they keep running the ball to try to score again, they also went for 2 points, which was even more over the top. Now,
look here. So you're telling me that you're in a division with Bill Belichick that doesn't play football until there's 3 zeros on the clock.
Come on.
And you're mad because you were shitty enough to get the scoreboard run up on that ass like a colonoscopy by the Jacksonville Jaguars, you that mad fam? .com?
Man. .com. I said .com.
You know what I'm saying? That... If shit, if you, if, look, you see, and that's why, see, I was the biggest Browns supporter for the last 3 years. But some people misconstrued that because everybody want to keep talking to me about, I mean, I thought you were happy for the Browns. You missed what I was happy about. What I wanted was the city to get something to be happy about. I'm always rooting for the underdog.
I got
it. It is a depressed city.
Right, and the Cinderella story. That's what I was hoping for, okay? That's before an Odell Beckham trade and before a cocky sumbitch gets humbled and instead of humbling himself, doubles down. I can't support that. That's what I don't support no more. So, sorry, Cleveland. Y'all still picking the top 10 draft pick. And guess what? You saw the ass Jets fans gonna be picking before Cleveland.
Yeah, Lon.
You keep running your mouth. Shit, you can't score against the Patriots. I don't see you talk about Bill Belichick ran up the scoreboard, you bastard.
I agree with that completely. Let me get the professor. Professor, what's your thoughts about what you heard from Brandon Copeland and Leonard Williams, man? They were pretty upset. They said it was disrespectful, man. Then not only that, not only were they trying to
you
run the ball,
to be
ball but then they went for two.
Don't want to be disrespected. Play for four quarters of football.
Come on.
That's how you prevent being disrespected. I was always taught there's no such thing. We can be hospitable after the game.
Come on.
When there's still time on that clock, your ass belongs to me. It's simple. Very fucking simple. You get your ass handed to you. As long as there's time on that clock, I'm burying my foot as deep up the crevice of your ass as I possibly can. Stepped on his feet. Stepped on mine. Shit. I mean, man, your job, like Cam Newton said, if you don't want me dancing in the end zone, stop.
There you go.
But if you cannot.
Wait, though. They did. His ass ain't dancing in there no more.
He ain't got a dab left in him. But if you know you can't stop me, then it's up to me to stand at the line of scrimmage and look at you and say, oh, you've been watching film, huh? Okay, watch this. And run it up on your ass. Because what you said is right. Nobody complains when the Patriots do it. You didn't say nothing about it when they did it. The only thing that last time I heard anybody in the Jets organization say something slick out of their mouth about the Patriots, Rex Ryan was still over there. When he was like, what do you think we're going to do? Kiss the rings?
Right.
That's exactly what he did, but still. Yeah, to kiss the rings, and he threw his damn headset. I was like, oh.
But this is the thing, though, gentlemen. But this is the thing. At the end of the day, they're all professionals, okay? And
well, they're supposed to be.
Well, okay, got you. But this is the thing, though. People are so quick to talk about how disrespectful it was that you ran the score up and all like that. I don't want to hear that shit because at the end of the day, guess what? Running up the score may be the difference of me actually going to the playoffs if we got the same record. But guess what? What do they do after they go to the same record? They go to the points. So if I got more points than you, then I'm knocking your ass out. So I don't want to hear that. Well, it was disrespectful and blah. And just like Professor said, yo, if you don't like what I'm doing, then damn it, you stop. That's it.
Yep.
Plain and
but
simple.
If you can't stop me, please shut the fuck up. If you can't stop me.
Please. So, you know, hey, because if you was on the other team and you were on the end of it, you wouldn't say a goddamn thing. You would shut your mouth and you would roll with the damn punches and you would laugh your ass off. Hey, man. Hey, if you don't like it, man, stop us. But because it happened to you, now it's an international incident. I want to hear that. I don't want to hear that at all. I don't want to hear that shit. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get into these picks, man. Week 8 of the NFL season. We'll get into these picks. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I just want to warn everybody now.
Come on.
And I'm talking to the audience. From this day forward, until further notice, I'm picking for real. Ain't gonna be no more upsets.
Ain't gonna be no more upsets.
Ain't gonna be no more favoritisms. I'm picking exactly who gonna win.
I got
That's
you.
It.
I got
if
you.
If you don't like it, Grandma said tough titty.
Man, look, man. Hey, Professor, if you don't like it, like, what do you say? Once I made my mind up, that's it.
That's it. Ain't going to be no. You didn't hear nothing. I just ain't going to be no change in the mind.
That's right. Once I made my mind up,
that's it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get into this, these picks, man. Week 8 of the NFL season, man. We're going to start with tonight's game. Oh, Lord have mercy. The Washington Redskins versus the Minnesota Vikings. I am going with Minnesota in this first game. Professor X Factor, who you going with?
Minnesota.
Man? Going with Minnesota. Executive, who you going with, man? Redskins, Vikings.
Skull.
Skull. Going with Skull.
You know what was funny about the preview to this game? Everybody talked about Kirk Cousins playing against this former team. They talked about Adrian Peterson playing against this former team. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. That is funny. I got you. Next game, Seattle Seahawks versus Atlanta Falcons. Executive, who's the pick? Seahawks, Falcons.
Cuckoo!
Got you. Going with Seattle. That's Professor, right. Who you going with, man? Seahawks, Falcons.
Seattle.
Going with Seattle. I think that's safe across the board. I'm going with Seattle as well. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Denver versus Indianapolis. I am going with Indy. Professor,
better.
Who you going with, man? Broncos, Colts. Going with
Jacoby
Indy.
Brissett.
Gotcha. Executive, who you going with, man? Broncos, Colts.
Wolfpack all day. NC State. Give me Jacoby. Obi-Wan Jacoby.
Got you. Going with Indy. Next game, ladies
Joe
and gentlemen. Buccaneers, Titans. Executive, who you going with?
Who?
Bucks, Titans. Who you picking?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's not an easy game to call.
Wow.
I know who I'm picking, but that's not an easy game to call.
Where they playing?
In good old Tennessee.
Yeah, give me the Titans.
Go with the Titans. All right. Professor X Factor. Bucks, Titans.
I'm taking Tampa.
You go with Tampa Bay. Got you. And in this game, I'm going with Tampa Bay as well. Next game, and it was a toss up, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm going with the Bucks. Next game, okay. Cardinals, Saints. Exactly. Who you picking exactly?
That motherfucker just shifted his head. Did you just shift your head? Did he just shift his head? Like, look at this shit.
Who you picking, executive?
I'll take the marching band.
You taking the Saints. Rolling with them Saints. Going with N.O. You know what? I am going with N.O. as well. Professor, who you picking?
Don't ask me this dumbass shit. Damn well I don't like no fucking Kyler Murray.
Hey, man, look, man, I got to give people opportunity. Last time I tried to pick for you and executive, man, y'all jumped on me. You're like, hey, let me make my pick. So I was like, hey, I ain't trying to hear that. So, got to say it. Next game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to go ahead and start this off. Bengals, Rams. I'm going with the L.A. Rams. Professor X Factor, who you picking? Bengals, Rams.
I'm also picking the Rams.
Going with the L.A. Rams. Executive, who you picking? Bengals, Rams.
I'm going to go ahead with the other L.A. team, the Clippers and the Rams, because the Lakers and Chargers do not exist.
Going with the Rams. Got you. Next game. This one, actually, Eagles, Bills, Executive, who you picking?
Where are they playing?
In Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, fuck, I'm picking.
Oh. Give me Buffalo.
I know that's right.
Professor, I tell you, you're going to take Buffalo as well.
You're damn straight.
Okay, I'm going to put
mind
it down.
Mind your goddamn motherfucking business.
I'm going Buffalo as well. Next game. Oh, believe it or not, man, I might have to think on this one. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to think, and I'm going to go ahead and take this pick right here. I'm going Chicago. The next game is the Chargers and the Bears. I'm picking Chicago. Professor X Factor, who you picking? Chargers, Bears?
Yeah. Chicago.
Going with Chicago. Executive, who you picking? Chargers, Bears?
Now, I'm going to pick who I'm going to pick because I'm going to pick.
Okay.
But who I pick is not who I want to win because of what I want to happen after they lose.
Okay, that's fair.
And what I fear does not happen if they win. So I'm picking the Bears.
Gotcha.
However, I think the Chargers go win. I hope the Bears lose. And then in the next 48 hours after that loss, they trade for Teddy Bridgewater.
Gotcha.
And sit gotcha. Mitchell Trubisky yeah. down on the bench.
Gotcha.
And let next and then game. Allow Drew that allows Drew Brees to come back 2 weeks off the bye, assume his starting role. New Orleans says thank you. Teddy Bridgewater has a 6-0 record. He's allowed to go off and lead a team that's playoff caliber into the sunset, and then in the NFC Championship, the Bears meet the Saints. What? The student has become a teacher. Bridgewater, Breeze, NFC Championship.
Hey, you hear that,
what?
Right, Professor?
What?
Man, what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What? I was like, hey.
And wait. And I'm gonna take it one further. It's fourth quarter. 1 minute, 45 seconds left to go on the clock. The Bears are driving. They're down by one touchdown. They score. They go for two. They get it. They up by one. There's a minute and 12 left. Drew Brees got the ball. They go down. No call. Uh-oh. It's a challenge.
Oh.
And the same play that started this challenge shit is the reason they lose in the could y'all imagine? Oh my god! Wait! The irony!
I heard both.
Oh shit! And then not only does that happen, but my prediction of a backup quarterback making it to the Super Bowl actually comes true.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you've been on point with them damn predictions with them damn quarterbacks on that.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, I swear to God, boy.
This week, I ain't too good with. But the overall shit, I'm like 7-7.
Next game, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, my New York Giants against the Detroit Lions. I'm picking NYG. Of course, Professor X Factor, who you picking?
I'm going to take the Giants in this game.
Got you. Going with NYG. Executive, who you picking?
Mufasa.
You going for Mufasa. Going with Detroit. Got you. Next game. Actually, well, we already know what this game means. We just talked about it about 15 minutes ago. Jets, Jaguars, and they're playing in Jacksonville. Executive, who's winning, Jaguars or New York Jets?
Jacksonville 42-7.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. Jacksonville 42-7.
No, because no, wait, they're playing in Jacksonville, so it's good weather, so they're going to get a couple field goals. So
42-13. Got you. 42-13. Mm-hmm. And I just want to put a side note on real quick about that Monday night game. Like I said that the Professor X Factor, I want to toot my horn just a little bit, but Professor gave him 14 points. I already knew the ass was going to get 14 points. It was closer to mine, though, because I said they would put 40 points to 7 points, but it was 33-0. Pretty much the same damn thing. But at the end of the day, that's crazy. Professor, Jets, Jaguars, and because Q put a score on it, and we talked about what we talked about, put a score on it. Jets, Jaguars, what's the score?
Then change mine to 38-13. What he thinking?
Say 28-10.
28-10. 28-10. Who?
Jacksonville.
What kind of question is that? You know the Jets. The Jets can't win a lottery.
I can't. I'm stupid as hell.
The New York Jets can go 3-7-0. They can go to 3 7-11 in 3 different states and 3 different counties, buy all the scratch offs, and not win one. Le'Veon Bell has been with the New York Jets for 7 weeks and hasn't rushed for 100 yards yet in one game.
Nope, sure haven't. I looked that up. Yep, sure haven't. But you know what? I'm going to pick Jacksonville too, and I'm going to agree with Professor. I'm going to say 28, but I'm going to give him a little bit more. I'm going to go 28-17. And the reason why I'm going to go 28-17 because this game is going to, quote unquote, like I said, I really could care less though. But I think that they'll be fueled enough, quote unquote, the Jets to try to get comeback from what they did with that run up
last
And also, the reason why I'm putting 17 points on there is because Jalen Ramsey ain't there no more. So they're probably going to pick on whoever, whatever side Jalen Ramsey was on. They're still going to lose. What's up, man?
Sam Darnold is going to see Jalen Ramsey's ghost.
That's wrong. Like I said, they're still going to lose, but I think they're going to put more than 10 points.
Put my shit 38-13, son.
38-13. Okay, I'm going to switch it. 38-13. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
He's
going to
see Jalen Ramsey's ghost. Who are you talking to? The ghost of Ramsey's past.
He said, I thought I saw
your ass down.
Next game,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Get in.
This one right here, man, I don't know about this one. But I did give my prediction yesterday. I was talking to the executive yesterday about this game. Panthers, 49ers, I am picking the 49ers. Executive, who are you picking? Panthers, 49ers.
North Carolina. Twisted around your head and like a helicopter. I'm telling you, you have to look at the fact that Carolina Panthers have the number two pass rush. Number one pass rush and the number two secondary in turnovers. So that's Garoppolo against that or the gold rush of San Francisco against Carolina's offensive line. Because Carolina has Christian McCaffrey, Carolina wins.
Professor X Factor, who you picking? Panthers or 49ers?
49ers.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all
49ers.
That shit on Monday. I ain't gonna say nothing on Monday except
Let me ask you, why did you pick the 49ers?
They're
deep. Yes, I would like to hear.
They're fucking deep.
I got you.
They got to be in the top five in the league. They got to be. And although Jimmy Garoppolo ain't played like anybody thought he was capable of fucking playing, with maybe the exception of myself, I knew that son of a bitch was shit. But the receiver core in San Francisco, them motherfuckers ain't no scouts.
That's what I was thinking, and that's what I said.
Them receivers, them young motherfuckers is made out of something different.
Yeah.
Because they are, every last one of them got wheels. They can run. They can flat out run.
And they also just picked up Emmanuel Sanders. Let's not forget. They just picked him up. That's why I was like,
the
I don't
Wiley
know.
Veteran.
I mean, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be close.
The Wiley veteran.
Yes.
Yep. 49ers.
Next game, ladies and gentlemen. Raiders, Texans. Professor X Factor, who's winning? Raiders, Texans.
This actually is not really an easy game at all. Should be. But damn John Green.
You never know which one's going to show up. I feel you on that.
Yeah, you don't know which Raiders team is going to show up. I know it's going to be the same damn John Gruden. Unfortunately, he can't think for the players on the field. Give me the Texans.
Going with Houston. Got you. Executive, who you picking? Raiders, Texans.
Where is it at?
In Houston. We got a problem.
I'm going to go with the Texans, but if the Raiders win this shit,
I'm with you on that one. I'm picking the Houston Texans as well. I said you never know which, and Professor's right, you never know which Raiders team is going to show up.
Yeah, because
this is one of them games where...
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, everybody with me.
That's number one respect. But go ahead.
Every time the Raiders win, it looks like they won because of excellent coaching. They don't look like they're just out athleticizing anybody on the damn field. It just looks like they were better prepared in games than the other teams that they played. But it doesn't look to me like there's anything on the field for them that puts them head and shoulders above anybody that they play from a talent standpoint. There's nothing there almost.
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
Got you. Next game. Oh, Q, did you want to say something about that game?
No. It's pretty much
It's
going to be weird. It's one of those games where you pick one. You pick one team to win, and you cheering for the other team. It's weird. It's weird as shit.
Got you.
So you say like who you think going to win? Denver or Chicago? Denver.
No.
Go there. Go. The motherfucker's gone. Yeah. You know you picked Denver, right? No, shut up. It's one of them games, you know. It's one of them games where you don't know what to expect anything, pretty much.
Gotcha. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Browns Patriots. Of course, I'm gonna go across the board. Is that safe to say, gentlemen? Yeah, we ain't got to go through the particulars. Just gonna go ahead and put it.
I just wanted to clarify something else. I am not ever picking the Patriots. I want people to understand that shit. I'm not ever picking the Patriots. What I'm doing is I'm picking Bill Belichick.
I got you.
That's what I'm doing. I just want that to be clear for all my Giant fans out there.
Gotcha.
I am picking Bill Belichick. I am picking the Giant amongst the chowder.
Next game, got two more games to go. And Packers,
Chiefs. There's a lot of football this week.
Yeah, Packers Chiefs. I am going with Green Bay. Unfortunately, this on this game, not know what type of Patrick Mahomes guy you're gonna get. Professor X, pick Packers Chiefs.
Who?
You going who? I'm sorry.
Where are they playing?
Oh, in Arrowhead. Arrowhead.
Oh shit! Give me the Chiefs. It's hard.
Oh, Kansas City. Okay.
Executive. Hard as it is to go in there and win.
Shit. I'm taking the Indians, man.
You taking the Chiefs too? Got you.
Yeah.
Got
give
you,
me
man.
Give me all them Cherokees, boy.
I got you. Last game, gentlemen.
That's
Dolphins.
One of the loudest NFL stadiums in the league.
Got you. Hey, Dolphins Steelers. You know what? I'm going with Miami. They're going to get their first win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Professor, who you going with? Dolphins Steelers.
Where are they playing at?
In Pittsburgh. Heinz Ketchup.
Who the fuck is Miami's quarterback?
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, give me Miami. Like,
who you going
like,
with,
yo,
executive?
People think I'm bullshitting, but Ryan Fitzpatrick puts up numbers against the Steelers, dog.
Yep, sure does. That's why
numbers against them motherfuckers,
yep.
Bro.
Yep, sure do. Executive, who you picking? Dolphins or Steelers, executive? Who you picking?
Hey, man, that's gonna be a. I mean, the only reason people gonna watch that game is because it's the only game on. So
I got it.
Monday
night.
Damn,
Monday night.
The Steelers are about to have a top five draft pick.
Man, look at y'all. Thank
they
you for tuning in.
Wait. No, they not. Miami's going to have two top five draft picks. They gave it away for Micah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that's right. They
ooh,
sure did.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Damn, Pittsburgh.
Damn.
Yo, Pittsburgh is damned if they do and damned if they don't. And I just wanted to clarify this. We said this off screen, but I want to say this shit now. Everybody lost in the Pittsburgh saga. I want people to understand that. Antonio Brown ain't playing football. Le'Veon Bell ain't rushed for 100 yards. And the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't won more than two games. I want everybody to understand that. That was a lose. You heard of a win-win-win? Well, that was a lose-lose.
I know Professor eating that up right now. He's a...
What'd you want me to say? I mean, you got
everything
shit.
Must go.
I mean, you're right, you're right.
Ladies
everybody
and gentlemen,
lost.
I told y'all.
Roethlisberger's injured. Pittsburgh is a top five draft pick contender. Antonio Brown is in school. And Le'Veon Bell can't reach 100 yards to save his goddamn life. And his quarterback is seeing ghosts.
Hey, Professor, you got the last bit. You was about to say something before I close it. Go ahead.
I tried to tell y'all.
You told me. I give you credit. You told me.
Didn't tell me shit.
You told me. But hey. It is what it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got to close out.
It was over for him. It's over.
I want to thank my crew, man, as always, my brothers, man, Professor X Factor, my man, Executive, you know what I'm saying, Q Drakefoot. Oh, man, make sure you tune in next Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. to the Standard Time. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Locker Room Talk Radio. This is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, see you later. Peace.